All right, so let's call the meeting to order. November 10th, this is the State Board of Real Property Tax Services. My name is Matt Rand, I'm the chair. I'm here with my board members, Scott Becker and Stan Castell, as well as members of the CORP's staff. And we can go right ahead to start talking about the STAR exemption appeals. If we don't have anyone, any members of the public or complainants on the line, Tim, if you want to kind of frame the plan here.
Hey, Matt, can I jump in? Do we have to
sure.
Approve our minutes from October 28th?
Well, you're right. I missed that. That was there, number one.
Hey.
All right. So thank you for bringing that up. All right.
You bet.
Scott.
I second the motion.
All right. So all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. So the minutes are adopted. Thank you. I missed that on the list there. So Tim, tell us about the STAR exemption appeals process and
okay.
Then we can take the next step.
I'm going to turn it over to Joe Gerber to just frame the legal why we need to discuss this in executive session. Joe, do you want to say a few words about that?
Yes, I'll just do some introductory remarks as we just, and then we'll go into we'll ask the board to go into executive session. We discussed at the last meeting that we were going to be presenting appeals to you for your resolution of denials of STAR exemptions that were made by ORPS and the tax department. These denials, we have 10 of these for your consideration today. There are more in the pipeline. We'll talk about those later. These 10 all present, all involve sensitive information, confidential material. It's the denials are based on information we obtained from the tax returns, state income tax returns of these appellants. That makes them that information is all confidential and may not be disclosed publicly. So our recommendation is that the board take them up one by one in the executive session. That's permitted. The public is excluded from executive session. Normally the board's business has to be conducted in open session, but this is an exception to that. So for you to go into executive session, it has to be done on a motion that's seconded and that's passed, and whoever makes the motion would need to explain why we're going into executive session, and that would be so we can consider the STAR exemption appeals. So if someone that's my introductory remarks, and if we do go into executive session, we can discuss the individual appeals. Also, let me mention before anybody makes a motion that all the board members are of course authorized to attend the executive session, and if you want ORPS members or anyone else to be present, you can authorize that as well. I think our recommendation would be that you authorize the people who are on the phone now, they're all tax department employees, to join you in executive session. So with that, I'll stop the introduction. That concludes my introduction.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. So I just wanted to confirm that no one else had joined the line.
Yes, we have Brittany's monitoring this. We have a video on our end and we can see who's on the line.
Okay,
so
great.
It's just the people who responded to the roll call.
Okay, fantastic. So I would move that we go into executive session to consider the STAR exemption appeals.
I will second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Matt, I got one question for Joe. Joe, are we going to do this for each one of the 10, or is this just a blanket? We do them all during an executive session? I mean, individual executive sessions.
Yes, thank you. Good question. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear. We go into executive session to discuss all 10. We'll take them up one at a time, but it'll be one motion for executive session. When we're finished with the discussion, we would come out of executive session and then vote on the resolutions, assuming you come to agreement on what you what action you want to take. The vote would be done in the public session. So that would be the.
Got it, Joe. This isn't like the Freedom of Information. We don't have to say a particular discussion appeal. We're going in once. We'll discuss all of them thoroughly. Motion to go out, and then we'll go into the voting in public for all of them at one time.
That's correct. Exactly.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay, so then we can move to executive session. And Joe, if you want to walk us through the next steps.
Well, first thing, order of business, I think the recording, the meeting is being recorded, but I think we want that to come off for executive session.
Okay, so we've considered all of the appeals, and we now need to vote on each of these resolutions separately. Is that correct?
That's up to you. I think it would be permissible to have a motion. Let me assume without committing you, of course, that you're all inclined to move approval of all 10 resolutions. I think one of you could make a motion to approve all 10 resolutions, 20-10 through 20-19. And, if that passes, then each of them would be recorded as having been approved by the vote that that emerges. But it would certainly be permissible. Slightly slower, but permissible to take individual motions on each resolution.
Joe, this is Sam. I mean, I'll move them as a block, but I have a question. Maybe you should get a second if anybody wants a second my motion to move as a block.
Oh, sure. I'll second that.
Thanks, Scott. Joe, I'm fine with this. We did it on a county board, oftentimes, but is there any necessity for individual discussion like at an executive session? Or frankly, the resolution speaks to those details. I know you wouldn't lead us one way or the other. Are we fine doing this as a block, or do we need individual discussion aside from what's in each individual resolution?
Well, I don't think these really lend themselves to discussion because of the confidential nature of the
understood
of the information. So, I would recommend against the public discussion. But there should be a public record of the vote that so the world knows you considered them and approved them. But the reasons were more appropriately for executive session, I suggest.
I understand, Joe. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Any other discussion? Okay, then let's move the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, so resolutions 20-10 through 20-19 are approved. Joe, I don't know who could answer this, but I just had a question as far as the overall process of the store exemptions. Do you have numbers as far as how many exemptions are granted across the state, or how many have been denied, and then how many of these appeals we have yet to go? We've seen 10 so far.
So we have about 65 more appeals to go. And we'll have to talk about that in a moment about at what meeting should we discuss those. But roughly there's about 2.5 million STAR exemptions in the state and an additional 600,000 STAR credits where you receive the same benefit. You just receive it in the form of a check instead of a reduction on your property tax bill. So each year it varies how many we deny in a given year. It's usually maybe 40 or 50,000 that are denied either because of income or residency or in some cases age. So out of all those, this year we've received about 75 cases that have gone to appeal to the state board.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to get a sense of, how many of these are processed through the system. So that's a huge number.
Yep. So in most cases, when we do deny it, the folks understand the reason for denial. Either their income was too high, or their age doesn't meet the requirement, or it's no longer their primary residence. And when we deny them, and if they file a complaint, and we say you're denied, and here's why, most people do not appeal to the state board. It's a small number.
Yes, a very small percentage come through, and the law is pretty straightforward. So there's not a whole lot of wiggle room there. Any other questions?
Well, Mr. Chairman, we voted on these just for a point of order to be sure. I don't remember you calling for privilege of the floor. It is on the agenda. Did you and I missed it? Do you want to do it now?
Yes. So we'll do it now. Thank you for pointing that out. You know, I sort of informally did by checking to make sure that there were no homeowners that had joined the call, but to officially open it up for privilege of the floor, if anybody has anything more to bring to the board.
The one question we have for the board is, would you like to handle some of these remaining 65 appeals at a meeting in December, or would you rather wait until February, the next scheduled meeting?
I'm good either way. I mean, I would think it would be good for people, the complainants, to get their appeal and get their response sooner than later, but February is not so far down the line. But I'm available to do something in December if that's how do you guys feel about it?
I agree. I think that if we can schedule a meeting in the first part of December to deal with another group of these so that we don't have 65 to deal with in February, so much the better. I think it's better to do it a little bit at a time. But, you know, if it has to wait, it has to wait. So I am open to it if everyone else can schedule it.
I agree with Scott, and I will also add, if we think back, if I'm not mistaken, I think, Scott, you and I and Matt, I think we kind of agreed to take these piecemeal to kind of keep taking bites at it. And at least I have no problem meeting, like you said, first part of December, and the capable staff and folks can put together that packet. I would rather just keep going at it in small pieces and, you know, shorter meetings, and we're not going to get – and we could address some if you want, finish it up in February. But I'm all for doing something in early December as well.
Okay, so then let's do that.
I mean, it's just assuming that that works for the department. Then.
Yes, it does. We were thinking the same as you were, that, you know, some of these property owners are looking for a response, even though we're looking for a response. And if we could knock off some of them in, you know, the week of December 7th, let's say, we could cut that in half at least.
Well said. This is Sam. I couldn't agree with that more, to give them some closure on this thing and we move forward. And also, I was going to ask, and I didn't, was if it wasn't going to be a big burden to the staff. And you just answered that, Tim. And are we contemplating then early December and then dealing with the rest in February, or maybe another quick meeting in January and then February? What do we think, guys?
Tim, what do you think of how they come out?
I'm sorry, Matt, what are you saying?
I was just asking how many you think you'll have for December, and then how many more would be left for February, and whether we would want to do something in January in between, again, to break them up into smaller batches.
Yeah, well, we're hoping that at least, you know, maybe close to 2/3 of them could come to you by December. So maybe out of the 65, maybe we'd have 40, but, you know, that's not, we haven't done all the work that needs to be done, but that would be our goal.
Well, I think if you were able to do that, then I think we could probably do the rest in February. But, you know, why don't you know? But if you can't get that many done in preparation for December, then we can still talk about doing something in January at that point.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm spot on that. Rather than get 2/3 of them at once. If that goes that way, that's fine. I'll go any way the group wants to do. But if it becomes a bit overwhelming, get a few more in January, finishing up in February. But I'll leave that up to all you folks that are putting this together, the staff. I'll go either way, whatever whatever we have to do. But I got no problem if we want to meet in January one more time for another quick meeting after December. But again, I'll leave that to further discussion.
Yeah, so let's schedule December, and then we'll see how many we have and how many we have left. And if we need to, we'll schedule January.
Sounds great.
All right, so we don't need to set that date now, right? Tim, we'll just do that by email.
Yeah, we'll let Brittany contact you after this meeting to see what days you're available.
Great. Okay, do we have anything else to consider?
Mr. Chairman, one question. All of these resolutions, I'm assuming I should destroy these. I mean, I have no reason to keep them, but these should be destroyed because of the financial information on them, right?
Yes, that's my recommendation.
Got it.
Yep. They serve their purpose, and no, you know, we don't want anything getting out that shouldn't.
Understood. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All right. I will third it. All in favor? Aye.
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 All right. Thank you, everybody. And see you next month.